Now, when you're computing Pearson's product moment correlation, we'll have two variables, one of which is cleverly referred to as X, the other of which is cleverly referred to as Y. Statisticians, some of the most famous, clever namers. They should all be marketing experts. Think how cool our cars would be named. X, Y, Alpha, Beta. That seems to be most of the names that they come up with. We're going to have a set of scores and have their sum. We're going to square those scores, so now we have a bunch of X squares and the sum of X square. We're going to play those same games for Y. And then we're also going to have a new statistic that we've not seen before, known as a cross product. It's the product of X and Y. So this first person had an X score of 3, a Y score of 5, and an XY or product score of 15. How are we doing? Okay. So these are the five things that we're going to operate with when we're doing Pearson product moment correlation computations. Sum of X squared, sum of Y squared, sum of XY, and then N for the total number of people.